Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Motown the Musical. Another jukebox musical arrives in London, and this one taps into the incredible back catalogue of the record label created by Berry Gordy, which gave breaks to future giants of popular music like Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5 and Diana Ross, to name just a handful. But while there's no denying the quality of the music, over 60 songs are featured here, albeit some of them in frustratingly cut-down versions, the show goes the way of so many of its type and hangs the hits on a perfunctory storyline. This is basically the Berry Gordy story. A boy living in Detroit is inspired by boxer Joe Louis's victory over Max Schmeling in 1938 to believe that a black person can make something of themselves in the world. Years later, and now a songwriter hustling his work around music publishers, he borrows $800 from his family to purchase a property that he names Hitsville, USA, and a legend is born. The singers and the hits just keep coming, and it seems that they and Gordy, played here by Cedric Neal, can do no wrong. But as his artists begin to obtain superstar status, the big labels come in, waving checkbooks and making offers that can't be refused. So one by one, the people that Gordy helped to create leave Motown. Given that the script is by Gordy himself, one can't reasonably expect this to be an exercise in objectivity, and so we're presented with characters telling Berry, "You're the greatest brother anyone could wish for, and you've created a legacy of love." For anyone who knows the story already, vital plot points are given scant attention, making it confusing for those who don't. An attempt at historical context is made with a brief film clip of Walter Cronkite announcing the death of President Kennedy and a disembodied voice telling us of Martin Luther King's assassination. But both these events are soon passed over, because what people have come for is the music, of course, and the songs are certainly performed with enough energy to get people on their feet. Lucy St. Louis captures the breathy style of Diana Ross perfectly. Her rendition of Good Morning Heartache from the movie Lady Sings the Blues could have been one of the show's highlights, if only she'd been allowed to perform the song in its entirety. And an excruciating bit of audience participation, which had most of us looking at our shoes, can't be blamed on her. Sifiso Masibuko invests Marvin Gaye with a certain charisma, although I wish we'd heard him sing more, while Ishan Gopal is a little bundle of dynamite as the young Michael Jackson. But we didn't see or hear enough of Stevie Wonder, played by Jordan Shaw, or indeed Charles Brown as Smokey Robinson, who figures as a leading character but doesn't get to show his musical chops as much as he should. Such is the sheer volume of Motown classics, the producers were obviously faced with a problem of what to leave out. It's difficult to say where this sits in comparison to other jukebox musicals. It's certainly not as bad as Thrill Alive, but then it's not as good as Jersey Boys either. And in the end, it's hard to be snitty about a genre that the punters clearly want. The aforementioned Thriller and Jersey Boys, along with Mamma Mia, have clocked up an astonishing 34 years in the West End between them. And this show is already booking into next year, with advanced ticket sales of £6 million. If, like me, you grew up with these songs, this energetic and colourful show makes for a fun evening, but it's never going to break any artistic boundaries. Motown the Musical continues at the Shaftesbury Theatre for quite some time yet, I would imagine. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.